Let's get one thing out of the way right at the start. All states try to position themselves as business-friendly. But the Mike Pence administration has doubled down on it. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation has a whole page on its website explaining how the state is, as the banner headline says, business-friendly. The state has also coined a phrase, a state that works, which it has plastered on buildings in downtown Indianapolis in one-story-high lettering. For the court system, Indiana Chief Justice Loretta Rush says business friendliness is about expediency.
What we want to do and our responsibility is to make sure we have an attractive environment for business litigation. And if you want to get your case moved, you can get your case moved.
But others say that does not mean an unequal application of the law.
Well, when you say business friendly, keep in mind that both parties are businesses.
That's Ohio Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor. Her state has had business courts for almost a decade.
So you're not favoring a business over an individual or tipping the scales, and I want to be business friendly, so I'm going to rule in favor of the business party as opposed to the individual, you know, private person.
The main reason that would not happen, both women say, is that the cases do not involve individuals. In many of them, says working group member and South Bend Democratic State Senator John Broden, multiple business parties are involved, all of whom want to know what to expect when they take a case to court.
What businesses like, as I've always understood about, you know, one, the American legal system, and I think the Indiana legal system holds true to this notion, is consistency, knowing the lay of the land, knowing what to expect, knowing what you can plan on.
Right now, it's hard to know even when a case will be heard. Chief Justice Rush says some cases languish for years before they go before a judge. Indiana Supreme Court Justice Stephen David, who will also sit on the piloting committee, says the state wants to ensure dockets move more smoothly and predictably. If the commercial courts don't do that, he says, they might be scrapped.
This would be an option. So obviously, if it doesn't prove to be more efficient, more effective for those that would utilize it, then we won't continue the pilot project. That's why we're piloting. We feel very strongly that it has worked in other states. And the model will work here in Indiana, and it will be good for all litigants and certainly good for business in Indiana, and then I think that's good for everybody.
But there's that phrase again, good for business. Ohio Supreme Court Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor says some of the county business courts there have folded because judges objected to the whole notion that businesses, or any group really, would be treated differently under the law.
There are judges who have the philosophy that there should be no such thing as a specialized docket, that if you're elected to be a judge, that you are competent to handle any case that comes before you, and that no party should be given preferential treatment. They view specialized dockets as preferential treatment.
Indiana, it's worth noting, already does this for drug cases and for veterans. Most legal scholars agree it is not an infringement of the Constitution's 14th Amendment guarantee to equal protections. And O'Connor says in Ohio, business courts have worked the same way specialty courts do in Indiana, with judges becoming an integral part of resolving potential litigation, often before it starts in earnest.
The judge literally rolls up his or her sleeves and gets involved in this case early on, sets the discovery schedule, and the vast majority of these cases settle.
O'Connor and Broden both say they think more specialization is the way the law is trending. Stephen David says establishing business courts will help local judges whose resources might be especially taxed by trying such complex cases.
It's not unusual for the small town trial judge to occasionally have the complex commercial litigation, maybe not as frequently as an urban judge, but it's happening right now. And that's the impetus behind would we be more effective? Would we support our trial judges better? Could we improve this system by establishing a commercial court or a commercial specialty docket?
Chief Justice Rush says she does not think it's likely each Indiana county will have its own commercial court. Instead, she envisions a regional system where several neighboring counties share jurisdiction over the business cases in their area. For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.